This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with, once again, Carrie Denton from Sydney, Australia. She's an international speaker, health coach, and published author. She has her own online health coaching business and has created her own personal development toolkits, which are in global demand. And Carrie, thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. It's such a pleasure to be on again.
And equally our pleasure to have you back on. So tell us, for starters, as we look at stress and stress management, we've all heard of stress, but how would you describe what stress actually is? Let's start there today.
Okay, Eric. Yes. Wow. Stress. You can't see it, but you sure can feel it. Okay. Well, stress is a physical response to events, incidences, and experiences that make you feel overwhelmed, worried, or anxious. It is also the body's way of protecting you, though. When working properly, the stress response can actually help you to remain focused, energetic, and alert. It keeps you excited when you are faced with a challenge. For example, you may be competing in a competition or preparing for a speech. Also, in emergency situations, stress can also save your life by giving you a quick, reactive response. For example, you instantly slam on the brakes in your car should someone travel right in front of you or through a red light. So stress in some cases can actually work for you. Stress is not always bad. But however, when stress begins to build beyond your body's normal stress levels, this then begins to cause damage to your health, your mood, your sleep, how you perform, your relationships, and even your quality of life. This is when stress now has become a problem. It's important to note, though, everyone's stress level is different. So there is no set rule as to how one may reach their limit. We all respond to stress in different ways. What may seem like a trivial event to one may seem extremely hard to deal with to another person. So we all need to listen to our bodies and our minds. Stress can put an enormous amount of pressure on nearly every single organ and system in our body.
Yeah, great way to lead things off, and I like the way you said that. We can not touch it, but we certainly can feel it, that is for sure. What are some of the signs that we may be suffering from in having too much stress?
Okay, well, when too much stress builds up, it can interrupt your body's physiological balance, which can set off a whole range of various health problems. For example, the physical signs that you are suffering from too much stress include perhaps you're getting headaches, indigestion after you eat, rapid heart rate, nausea, muscle tightness. Some of the mental signs can include you suddenly notice that you're becoming forgetful, you're worrying too much, you're becoming agitated easily, persistent negative thoughts, you're oversensitive to incidents that may previously have not really caused you too much concern. So some of the emotional signs may be you're irritable, depressed, tense, have that feeling of doom and gloom is looming up in front of you. You become emotionally drained, nervous, apprehensive, anxious. There are just so many signs that could be a warning. So please listen to your body. If you are experiencing even a few of these signs, go and see your doctor or talk to a health professional. Early intervention can really, really help you and preventing that volcano from erupting, and then it's a major concern.
Yeah, certainly some good feedback and some good advice on that. Thanks so much. Now, can you give us some practical coping strategies that we can implement into our daily lives? I'm sure listeners would appreciate that.
Yes, sure. Coping strategies, as just mentioned, go and see someone. Stress can make you feel alone at times, and feeling isolated and not being heard can escalate the stress levels even higher. So talking to someone regularly can have a dramatic effect on your mental and emotional well-being. Just by talking it out can help you to gain a better understanding of what it is that is causing you stress. can help you to put things into perspective, can help you to gain more clarity, can assure you that you are not alone, can help you to work out what coping strategies may be the most effective, and can simply just quietly sit and listen to you. Some other coping strategies can include take a break and have time out. Really give your mind and body a rest. You know, things like spend time outdoors in the fresh air. Listen to some uplifting and motivating music. In a minute, music has the power to alter your mood and your attitude just like that. So give that a try. Meditate, practice mindfulness. Learn to say no. Recognize your limits and say no, not today. Think creatively, perhaps, and do some drawing. There are many, many different ways that you can cope. You know, even prioritize what jobs you have to do in a day. Live in the now. Go out and play and laugh and spend some quality time with friends and family. That's a big one.
Really some great practical coping strategies there, a list of those ideas. Pretty good stuff today. We're with Kerry Denton from Sydney, Australia, an international speaker, health coach, and published author, and she has her own online health coaching business. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health and Wellness Coaching and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Kerry, how does healthy eating and physical exercise also help when you're suffering from stress? Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, I like to say eat healthy foods, eat to soothe. Like when we're stressed, it is so easy for us to just reach out for comfort food. We're feeling so drained and exhausted, so the last thing we actually feel like doing is making a healthy and nutritious dinner. However, we need to devote all our energy towards combating our stress. We want to increase our energy levels so we can feel more alert and replenished, so we can stay on top of things and cope better. One of the best ways to do this is, yes, pay a lot of attention to what it is we are actually eating and drinking. So foods can help settle our stress in several ways. For example, a warm bowl of oatmeal can boost our levels of serotonin, which is our calming brain chemical. Other foods can cut levels of cortisol and then adrenaline. The stress hormones that can take a toll on our bodies over time is a big one, which is escalating our stress even further. So a nutritious diet can counterbalance the impact of stress by strengthening the immune system, stabilizing our moods, and reducing blood pressure and increasing circulation. So eating a balanced and healthy diet is the key to helping our bodies manage the physiological changes caused by stress. So with exercise paired with a healthy nutrition, we know physical activity is a key factor in maintaining our mental well-being. When we exercise, blood flow and nerve connections increase to our brain, which stimulates our happy chemicals like endorphins and serotonin. So as a result, we experience reduced stress and anxiety symptoms, improved mood, clarity of thought and attention, increased productivity, we feel like doing more, improves our memory, we have a better quality of sleep, and of course helps to reduce the risk of serious illness, which includes diabetes, cancer, heart disease and dementia. So the mental benefits of cardio exercise include a reduced level of the body's stress hormones, such as that adrenaline and cortisol we just spoke about, and it also stimulates the production of our endorphins, which are our chemicals in the brain that are our body's natural mood elevators.
Super information and super feedback there, and really do also appreciate the focus here today, stress management. Lastly, tell us, what are your top and best tips for stress management?
Okay. Learn how to practice relaxation and breathing techniques. This is a way to activate your body's natural relaxation response. Even just 10 minutes a day can help with slowing down your breathing and heart rate by connecting your mind and body together. So breathing is a really, really practical and useful thing that you can do anywhere, any time of the day. Journaling. Yes, write it down. A journal can help you to explore your thoughts and feelings. It is a great stress management and self-awareness tool and can be of enormous value if you are doing it consistently. It has many benefits, such as it can help you to clarify what is causing you stress. You know, do the what, why, and how method. It can help you to reframe and put things into perspective. Can you be looking at your stress problem in another way? And it helps you to problem solve. So that is all connecting with helping to reframe. It can be quite soothing when you see it all written down on paper. Remember, only you read your journal. How you feel and how life challenges may be affecting you is for your eyes only. And lastly, take up something that is just for you. It distracts you from your problems and can give you enormous relief and benefits. Go to a group fitness class, play a game of tennis, have a regular massage. You know, ask yourself, what is your passion? Perhaps you want to take up writing. And I cannot emphasize enough, find someone to talk it out with and don't do it alone.
Carrie, once again, really appreciate your visit and all the information and insight here around stress management. Thank you so much. Where can listeners get more information on you, tap into your services, and also pick up your book? Where's the best place online to do so?
You can go to my website, which is Carrie, with an IE, carriedenton.com.au. I actually have a stress management workbook that's available for instant digital download. That can help, and my reviews and all the many beautiful women I have worked with around the world have said that because it's so easy to understand and practical, it's really helped them manage their stress levels. So, yes, have a look at my website, have a look on my blog. There's many articles that you can download and read instantly from that as well. That's all complimentary. And, yeah, just whatever I can do to help, I'm happy to.
Again, sounds like a truckload of resources there on your website at carriedenton.com.au. Carrie, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and hopefully we can catch up with you in the future.
Oh, it was my pleasure, too. Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Carrie Denton from Sydney, Australia, an international speaker, health coach, and published author that has her own health coaching business and has created her own personal development toolkits, which are in global demand. And for all the details, visit carriedenton.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.